بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يؤتى يوم القيامة بالقرآن وأهله الذين كانوا يعملون به في الدنيا، تقدمه سورة البقرة وآل عمران تحاجان عن صاحبهما، رواه مسلم. This hadith, we've been discussing it already. Just to complete the discussion, Nawas bin Sam'an radiallahu anhu says that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that on the day of judgment the Quran will be brought, and those who are the ahl, or the people of the Quran, those who used to practice upon it in the world, in this coming of the Quran, it will be preceded by Surah Baqarah and Al Imran. Tuhajjan an sahibihima, they will argue and they will represent the one who was the adherent of the Quran. Yesterday we mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narrator of Abdullah bin Buraida narrates from his father that we were sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we heard the Messenger of Allah saying, learn Surah Baqarah, acquire the knowledge of Surah Baqarah. Why? The special virtue of the surah, فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً. He said to hold on to it is barakah, is blessings. To abandon the surah will only cause hasrat and regret. And the sorcerers, and those who engage in black magic, etc., those who try to harm you or who are plotting your downfall, they cannot contend with this surah. In other words, if you have this surah, it will protect you from all these negative influences and those who plot and design against you. Then the Messenger of Allah fell silent. And then he said again, learn Surah Baqarah and Surah Al Imran, because these two surahs are the radiant ones. They will shade the adherent on the day of judgment like two clouds or two canopies or two flocks of birds that are in ranks. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to describe, and as we had mentioned yesterday, this idea or concept is found in many ahadith and in the Quran, that our a'mal and our deeds in this world, they don't have a tangible form, but in the akhirat they will have a tangible form. They will have surah, they will have wazan, they will have an appearance, they will have weight. Khair and shar, good and evil. Evil, Allah protect us, will take on obviously a negative form. Good, as we can see in the light of this hadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that وَإِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ يَأْتِي صَاحِبَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يَنْشَقُ عَنْهُ قَبْرُهُ. On the day of judgment, when the graves will be split open and humanity will be brought forth, on that day when we will rise up from the grave. This also we heard this morning's Fajr, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظاما بلا قادرين على أن نسوي بنانا. يوم يخرج الناس من الأجداث سراعا كأنهم إلى نصب يوفضون خاشعة أبصارهم ترهقهم ذلة. How many places in the Quran Allah Ta'ala describes this rising up from the grave? Allah takes an oath on the day of judgment, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. What do you think, that we will not gather up your bones? We will not resurrect you. You will die. You will be eaten by insects of the grave. And those insects will be eaten. And then those insects will be eaten. And then with the movement and the ravages of time, the sand of the earth will be overturned, so that your wujud and your body is dispersed into millions, if not billions and trillions of tiny particles. Do you feel that we are not going to resurrect you? يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجُلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. kama bada'na awwala khalqin nu'idu. As we created you the first time, we will resurrect you. We will bring you back. Wa'adan alayna. This is an oath which Allah takes. Inna kunna fa'ilin. We are going to do this. That day is coming when tanshaqqu anhu qabruhu, humanity will rise up from the grave. Allah's Rasul said, develop an affinity and attachment with the Quran. And what will happen on that same day? The Quran will come at the time when you rise up from the grave. It will come before you, كَالرَّجُلِ الشَّاحِبِ, as a resplendent and a handsome man. So this person will say to and then the Quran, having been given a physical form, will address its adherents. By adherents, it's not meant those who only recite Quran, those who practiced on the Quran, those who learned the Quran, those who acquired the knowledge of the Quran, those who had the love of the Quran. The Quran will say to them, هَلْ تَعْرِفُنِي, do you recognize me? So this person will admit, مَا عَرِفُكْ, I don't know who you are. The Quran will go on and address him, أَنَا صَاحِبُكْ, I am your companion. Al-Quran, that same Quran, الَّذِي أَذْمَأْتُكَ فِي الْهَوَاجِرِ, that caused you to remain hungry on a hot, hot day. In other words, in implementing my teachings, you fasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the same Quran that the pull of sleep was there at night. You had a soft bed. You had a beautiful wife. You had every temptation to engage in an elongated sleep and slumber. I am that same Quran that caused you to stay awake at night. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila, nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila, aw zid alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila. Allah describes the night of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved, who covers himself in a cloth and a chadar, a cloak, a blanket, stand up at night. What must you do? رَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, recite the Qur'an. Why? A day is coming, that same Qur'an will say to you. Those nights were not in vain. Others were looking at shaitaniyat. Others were looking at the internet till 1, 2 in the morning. Others were looking at fuhash and nakedness. Others were engaged in revelry, in zina, in dancing, in music. You stood at the dead of night. When the night had dropped its curtain, it was only you and Allah. You were on the musalla, you were reading the Qur'an. That same Qur'an in a physical form will come to you and it will say to you, I am that Qur'an, I am that companion of yours, ashartu laylatak, that caused you to remain awake at night. Didn't allow you to sleep at night. And was it in vain? Was it wasted that you sacrificed your sleep? You went against your nafs? You strove in the day, you strove at night to keep me alive, to develop this attachment with me. Wa inna kulla tajir mi wara'i tijaratihi, wa innaka al-yawm mi wara'i kulli tijara. No, it was not in vain. That was in fact your investment. I am your investment. What investment? Not investment in dunya. Today, unfortunately, we are worried about investing in dunya. And what we call it, investing in the future. Future investment is Quran. Future investment is A'mal. Future investment is in waking up in the dead of night and standing before Allah. Future investment is in staying away from temptation and haram during the day. This is your investment. And today and that day, the Quran will say that every businessman expected a return on his investment. I am the return of your investment. You planned your future, the true future, not future of dunya. The true future was the future of akhirat. وَإِنَّكَ الْيَوْمِ مِي وَرَائِ كُلِّ تِجَارَةٍ. And what will happen? Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَيُعْتَ الْمُلْكِ بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah will give this person kingdom. Through the Quran, Allah will give him vast wealth. Vast riches, kingdom, mulk, all sorts of connotations of great and immense bounty is indicated by that. فَيُعْتَى الْمُلْكُ بِيَمِينِهِ Kingdom on his right hand. وَالْخُلْ بِشِمَالِهِ And perpetuity in his left hand. In other words, he will never die. He will be saved. In other words, today a man can become very, very wealthy, like it's mentioned about Sheikh Shah Suri, that when on the day when he conquered Delhi, he delivered one speech. He said, Today, the sun of my kingdom has risen. The sun of my kingdom has risen on the same day that the sun of my life is setting. This world, you can get as much amass, as much wealth as you want. Allah can give you, but is it going to remain? How long is the wealth going to be with you? How long is this life? Is it not the reality of this world that you are going to die and leave it behind? That day, the Quran will present two things to you. One is on your right side, Quran will give you kingdom, immense wealth, unbelievable bounty. But with that, the security, يُعْتَى الْخُلْدِ You will be given perpetuity. In other words, you will never lose it. You will this life will never come to an end. You will be made the victor against this battle of against moth and time. Time will have been stopped for you. وَالْخُلْدِ بِشِمَالِهِ وَيُوْضَعُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ تَاجُ الْوَقَارِ And on his head, the crown of dignity, the crown of superiority, the crown of honor will be placed. Not just that, وَيُكْسَى وَالِدَاهُ حُلَّتَيْنِ And then Rasulullah says, the parents of this person will be brought. The parents of Sahib al-Quran, particularly Surah Baqarah, Surah Ala Imran, then the Quran, the one who loved the Qur'an, read the Qur'an, learned the Qur'an, attached himself with the Qur'an, the parents of this person will be brought. Why? Because obviously, what are the seeds we are planting in our homes? This is the real investment. Today we are worried about the degrees of our children, future financial prosperity in this world of our children. What is the investment we are making in the akhirat? What is the investment we are making to bring the Qur'an alive in their lives? Rasulullah says, parents of this person will be made to wear a hullatain, two garments. What is the value? La yakumu lahuma ahlu dunya. There is nothing in this world, the value will be of it, and the beauty and the resplendence of it will be able to match these two garments that this person will be, that the parents of Sahib al-Quran will be given to wear. We've run out of time, inshallah.